Matt, the Woking Means Business event, and I'm talking to Glenn Thurgood, who's part of the Woking Works team. Optichrome follow you on Twitter, and you know, we're big supporters of everything that you do in the community, because it's all about the business, isn't it, and the business community. Yes. Tell us about Woking Works and what your remit is.
Woking Works is our online business portal where we have a number of services. Startup Woking, which is our support network for new and growing businesses. Okay. Doing business in Woking, where companies are already in the town, we can support with events, advice, contacts. And then Locate in Woking, which is our inward investment service for bringing new businesses into the town.
Okay, now Woking Works is actually part of Woking Borough Council.
Yes.
And obviously a lot of businesses in Woking pay business rates, so they do contribute to the local economy and so on. So it is important that the council support the local businesses. And I particularly like what you just said there about Startup Woking, because actually the culture we have now is very entrepreneurial. There's a lot of startups, particularly in the tech sector.
Yes.
And things related to tech. And I see as well in the town centre, as I walk around, there's lots of new, cool, innovative businesses. How do you support those?
We offer a package of advice and support through Startup Woking, where people come to us, whether they're a pre-start or up to 3 years old, so they've been trading, they're growing, they get one-to-one business advice, free consultations with our partners Menzies and Barlow Robbins,
right,
plus support from Woking Chamber of Commerce and Surrey Chambers of Commerce,
right,
and the Woking Asian Business Forum.
Right. Because there are a lot of people out there. I suppose I was one of these people many years ago, where you have an idea, you want to start a business, you're really good at something, and you have got a viable business proposition. But there are certain things, particularly with due diligence and things like that, that a lot of companies don't know what they've got to do, like register with Companies House and the tax and this, that and the other. So are they the sorts of things that you help them with?
Yes, well, through Startup Woking pages on the Woking Works website, there is a full, it's called the Startup Donut, where there's,
right,
all sorts of information about the simple things like registering your business, and things like that. And then by the time they come round to their one-to-one session, they're in a place where they are able to discuss with confidence,
right,
with the business advisor,
yeah,
how to the next steps to make the business dream a reality.
Wonderful. Now, what about events, that networking events like today? I mean, I know this isn't organised by Woking Works itself, but do you hold regular events, business breakfasts, that type of thing?
Well, just this morning we hosted Working for Woking, which is the annual sort of business consultation where we discuss to business rates payers the investment that the council is putting in, the expenditure, plus plans for the future. So there's that. And then throughout the year we run Connect to Innovation business workshops where we pick subjects every other month. So they can be from things like sales and marketing through to IP. So that's just a couple of them. And then Startup Woking as well, we offer small workshops for startups along the specialist financial and legal sort of areas so that they get some good advice, and that's all for free.
Okay, wonderful. And at a more strategic level, because you put Locate in Woking there as the third thing that you talked about there.
Yeah.
At a more strategic level, what are Woking Borough Council doing to support the business community? I notice in the town centre there, that marketplace thing there is fantastic. Mm-hmm. There's lots of new cool things happening in Woking.
Yeah.
But what are the council doing to facilitate that?
The council are, in the town centre itself, we are redeveloping the main commercial way, which is sort of the main commercial thoroughfare.
Yeah.
They own both the shopping centres. They are encouraging development of grade A office space.
Right.
We have in Export House a business incubation centre for small and growing businesses.
Right.
Easy in, easy out,
yeah,
cheap office space, sort of either from hot desking through to very small, up to six people offices. So there's
I think that's very worthwhile.
That sort of thing, we unfortunately we are pushing the limits of the space in the town. So
really?
we want to see more office space and things like that. The incubation centre is full at the moment, but we are keen also to see more flexible office space, sort of hot desking rooms and things like that. So it's all that sort of thing.
Okay, and how can people find out more about Woking Works? I know you're on Twitter, at Woking Works. What else?
Well, there's the Woking Works website. You can sign up for our newsletter, where we have a monthly newsletter of local business news, things like growth accelerators, or how they can help your business, and then sort of celebrating companies' anniversaries, they have big news, things like that. So it's always that sort of thing.
Okay, well, thanks very much. Okay. Really, really appreciate it. Optichrome are proud to be here today at this great event. And and hopefully we'll see you again at some of your events that you hold going forward.
If you sign up to our newsletter, you'll be included on distribution sort of lists for.
We do that online?
Yep. If you go on to wokingworks.co.uk and then sign up for our newsletter, there's a little form you have to fill in. Also, if you're a local company, you're not on the business directory, I'd suggest you add yourself to that.
Right, okay.
Where you can have a for free business profile.
Links to our website, that's
links to your website, social media. You can even post special offers on there as well.
Is that right? Yes. That's interesting. Well, if we haven't already done that, I'll make sure we do. That's a great initiative for local businesses.
Yes.
Thanks very much.
That's okay. Thank you.